Hi, everybody. I'm Angela, your hostess, and welcome to Spill the Coffee, my podcast. Oh my God, so weird. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that I should have done this on Sunday or Monday, you know, on Valentine's Day, because I want to talk about why I hate Valentine's Day. And I also want to talk about the Kim Kanye thing that's been going on. And also, before anything, I want to say this because I feel like it is so important to say this. So Kylie Jenner was pregnant. We all know that. Blah, blah, blah. Her son was born like 2 weeks ago, something like that. And I just want to say, the kid was born the 2022, you know, like 2222. I have a theory. I think that Kylie purposely went into labor so that her child could have that birth. Am I wrong? No, I don't think I am. I think that she literally shoved something up her vajayjay to give birth on that special day, like February 2nd of 2022. I feel like that is something that definitely happened, and you cannot convince me otherwise because that's how it is. Like, that's just how it is, honey. Like, those things happen like that, and that's how it is. That's how it's been working. The two of the two of the 22. Bitch, you planned it. You planned it. Like, we all know. You planned it. You planned that. And I want to check. So the kid would be an Aquarius. Why am I... What am I, sick? I am, honestly. Mentally not well. I'm looking up Stormy Webster birthday. Net worth. Net worth. Wait, so she was born on February 1st, 2018. And Wolf, the name of the... I saw a meme of like Shakira, you know, with her song Loba, or I don't know what her name or the name of the song is, something like that, and she howls like a wolf. And so I saw a meme of Stormy calling her brother. Ow! oh my god. And I saw like a friend of mine posted on her story, like, what was it? There were wolves. No, it was a stormy night on the west side Chicago because there were wolves or something like that. It was like weird with all of the children's names because they have so weird names like Stormy and Wolf. Wolf. But yeah, so if Stormy was born on February 1st and this kid, Wolf, was born on February 2nd. Dude, I think that if I had the same birthday as my brother, I would probably, or like a day before, a day after, I would probably throw him under a bridge or something. I would just tell him, hey, mom, why don't we just sell him to the black market? I'm kidding. Am I? I'm kidding. But yeah, it's like weird. I feel like she literally shoved something up her vajayjay and just gave birth. She said, oop. My water broke. Oh no. And she went to the hospital and they said, hey, you have a hanger in your coochie? I think you did this on purpose. Yeah, it honestly sounds really like something that she would do. And I also wanted to say, like, talk about the Kanye going on, like the Kanye thing. Dude, I know that he has a mental disorder and like he's kind of, you know, fucked up with that, with bipolar disorder, whatever. Dude, I'm scared of him. I'm actually like terrified of what like he can do on social media because he isn't doing well. Like, I don't think he's doing mentally well. I really don't. And this is not just a case of jealousy because he's jealous of Pete Davidson or whatever because he's dating Kim Kardashian. No, I think it has to do with his mental health. And he's fucking crazy right now. Like, everything that he's doing is fucking crazy. Like, why is he calling Pete Davidson out on his Instagram? Like, what the fuck? Oh my god. But yeah, that was all I wanted to say. That was all I wanted to say. Now we're going to start on the real topic of this podcast episode. And I don't know why I leave my sentences at the half, like in the middle.
Whatever.
Fuck it. I'm so awkward. Ew. I'm disgusting. Okay, whatever. I wanted to talk about why I hate Valentine's Day and why I think that it shouldn't be a holiday something or like a national fucking international day to be known for the day of love, February 14th. Why isn't there like a day for lonely people like me? I'm just saying, like, why do we have to celebrate love? No, let's not do that. Let's not do that. The only thing that love's do, like that love does to you, is hurt you, and it is painful. I mean, I'm not speaking from experience, because yeah, I'm awkward. I literally just said it. And so I'm awkward around everybody and anybody, but especially guys, because I don't know how to talk in Spanish. And surprise, surprise, I live in Spain. Qué graciosa. Boom. Se tira de un cuarto. But yeah, I don't think it should be a thing to celebrate like Valentine's Day. I don't. Like, why isn't there a day for lonely people? Like, I just said it. Like, why isn't there a day for lonely people? Like, I haven't seen, like, I talked about a podcast. I talked about it on this podcast before, have I? Yes. On like, one of the episodes from, like, last week or the week before. I don't know when. Talk about some hot guys that I've, like, seen around the street, whatever. And that I didn't want to get COVID because I didn't want to not see them. Surprise, surprise, shorty. It's been, it's been 2 weeks. So I see them when I go to the French classes. And, like, they're always at the same hour outside or whatever. And so, well, not outside, but I see them when I'm on my way to my French classes. And so, I see them, like, every Tuesday and Thursday. I don't know why I said it upside down. Upside down. The other way around. I don't know how to speak today. I'm sorry. But I see them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I haven't seen them in a long time because I haven't been to my French classes lately because we've been doing it on Zoom. And I'm just hoping that when I have to see them again, I'm not awkward. I mean, I've never talked to them because it's like, I don't want to, you know, like, I don't know them. I just think that they're fucking hot. And it's just, you know, you see someone hot in the street and you're like, fuck, he's hot or she's hot or whatever. The dog is hot. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm very much kidding. I don't like animals in that way. I love animals, but not in that way. But yeah. Like, what if I imagine that I went to my French classes yesterday and I had seen them with, like, their girlfriends. I don't know if they have a girlfriend. Imagine me seeing the two hot guys with their girlfriends. How do you think I would react? Because I think that I would die in right there. Like, I would fall down and just break my neck on purpose. Like, why do you have to, like, why? Like, why love? Why not hate? Like, why? It's like, why am I supposed to, like, fall in love? Like, why should I? Convince me otherwise. Like, I don't want to. Yeah, I'm scared of love, and yeah, I'm scared of commitment, but at the same time, I'm not. Like, it's weird, because, like, I feel like I don't want to be alone, and I don't want to, you know, be alone in general, but I'm also kind of scared of commitment. Like, oh my god, like, what if you have children, and they turn out horribly, and you hate them? That would be fucking horrible. Like, imagine. Or imagine that you get married with, like, to someone, and they are horrible. Like, they end up being horrible, and you have to divorce them. Like, that's a lot of time spent on somebody else that you could have spent on yourself, and this sounds so selfish. Oh my god. I'm a selfish piece of shit. No, but I think that I'm, in this sense, I'm kind of like Chandler from Friends. I feel like when I find my true person, you know, my true love, that I don't think there is one, you know. I'm not, I don't think that anybody, like, ever, no one is going to be able to handle me, because I'm not able to handle myself. How is somebody else going to handle me? Like, I'm not even asking for it. Like, I already know I'm going to end up alone, and I really don't, well, I do give a fuck. But at the same time, I don't. Because it's like, pfft, why celebrate Valentine's Day with somebody else when you can celebrate yourself for 365 days a year? I don't know. 365 days. I don't know how to speak. When you can celebrate yourself every day, okay? Like, no. No. I feel it's like, I think it's stupid to celebrate it. Like, why is it even considered something to celebrate? Like, you didn't think of single people, you know? Like, why didn't you think of us? And why is it okay for me to, like, go on Instagram and every fucking story that I see, "Happy Valentine's Day, my love. I love you so much. You're, like, the best thing that's ever happened to me. We'll be together forever." And I'm here sitting in my room crying because I'm alone. How is that fair? How is that fair? How do you get to celebrate that you're not alone and I get to cry? It's like, I believe that there's like two sides of Valentine's Day. One, you either are with someone and you're happy, and so on Valentine's Day, you fuck and you don't cry. Or in fucking, you're alone. Like, the second option is you're alone and you cry. So tell me, why do we have to celebrate it? Because there's like a lot of people that are single and that don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Why don't we just forget about Valentine's Day? Huh? Why? It's honestly a really good question. And I feel like you should take it into consideration, because it is not okay for us to be sad and crying in our bedrooms because you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever. So yeah, it's not a day to celebrate. It's a day to cry and think of why you're alone. Because I suck as a person, you know? Because I suck. That's just how it is. And I'm not going to lie about it. I know I suck and I really don't give a fuck. And yeah, that's why I hate Valentine's Day. Now, I'm going to talk about myself again and again
and again. Because this is my podcast and I talk about whatever the fuck I want. And I love talking about myself because I'm a narcissist. Today, I started learning at school. Me learning. Physics.
Dude, I'm definitely not passing. Like,
I'm good with things. Like, I don't study. I'm just intelligent. I shouldn't say this because it's like, again, me being a narcissist. Am I intelligent? I don't know. I'm just practical, I guess. And so it's like, why can't I hear myself so badly? I don't know what's going on. Okay, whatever. So if, like, by the way, if an American or, like, somebody that speaks English is listening to this and saying, "Oh my god, her grammar sucks," don't tell me. Like, nobody's told me. But if you think of it, just don't tell me, because I really don't give a fuck. Woohoo! That should be my anthem. Like, I should get that tattooed. I don't give a fuck about life. Whatever. But yeah. I did a biology exam today. I hope, crossing my fingers. Like, again, there's like two things in school that I'm not good at. One, biology. Two, physics. The rest I can handle, I think. I mean, yeah. Like, physical education too. Now I'm getting better at it because I'm not fat and I actually do sports and I'm not laying in bed all day. Which is also partially true, because I lay in bed most of the time because I am a lazy piece of shit. Well, I'm not lazy. I'm hardworking. But I just like to lay in bed and watch TV because that's what I love, honey. That's what I love. And I also love fashion. Oh, New York Fashion Week. If somebody from New York Fashion Week or Paris Fashion Week or Milan Fashion Week, whatever, like, any fashion week, if you want to invite me, I'm 15, but I can't go with my mom because my aunt loves fashion as much as I do. So we could go together. You could invite the both of us. And I think that we would rock. Like, we would be amazing on a fashion show. Well, not modeling, but, like, watching it. I think that you should invite us. Nobody is going to hear this that is, like, going to tell us, oh, you should come. No. But if there's, like, a chance of somebody hearing this that could invite me to New York Fashion Week or any type of fashion week, invite me. I'll go. Like, literally, I'll go. I will go. Like, I don't care. I just want to go to New York Fashion Week and have the best time of my fucking life. Yeah. Although, I'm 15. Whatever. I want to do that before I turn 20. I want to go to New York Fashion Week before I turn 20. I think that's something that I could do. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. You know, let's put it up to 25. I want to go to New York Fashion Week before I turn 25. Okay, that's better. That's better. I think that's more possible. What else did I want to talk about? I wanted to talk about Euphoria, bitch. Bitch! I'm going to fucking destroy you. How was it? What was the line? I don't know. Maddie? Oh my God, Maddie. Maddie! Maddie! I love you, girl. You're my favorite. Like, Maddie, we should get married. Yeah. Yeah. And have you seen episode 6, I think it is? I don't know which last one that came out. I think it's episode 6. The pool scene with Maddie and the mom of the child that she babysits. Why didn't they kiss? Like, why didn't they fuck? I'm scared. I'm actually, like, really concerned. Why didn't anything happen with them? Like, do you want me to bawl my eyes out? I need that. I need that. I need it. Sorry for hitting the microphone again. Sorry. Love you. But yeah, I need that. And Nate fucking Jacobs. Sorry for blowing in the phone. In the microphone. I hate you. Nate Jacobs, I hate you. I want you to die. And when, like, he drove Cassie to his home, I thought on my head, oh my god, he's gonna kill her. She's gonna die. And I obviously don't like Cassie. You know, from the first episodes or something, I thought, oh my god, like, she's just in love. You know, I'll forget her. I forget about this. Like, I'll forget what she's done. I'll forgive her. But after seeing how, like, she acts and how fucking fake she is, no. Like, honestly, no. I don't like you. I don't. I think that Cassie also sucks and that she shouldn't die. She shouldn't die. But, yeah, I'm excited for next episode because it's going to be about the play. And that is going to be amazing. That is going to be so cool. Yeah. And, yeah, when Nate went into Maddie's room with a fucking gun. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I talk about Euphoria 24/7.
Ew. I sound disgusting, but yeah, I hate Nate Jacobs. Like, why would you fucking point a gun to her head and then to yours, like saying, if you don't give me the tape, I'm gonna kill myself. Bitch, shoot it. Boom, dead on top of me. I don't give a fuck. If I would have been bad, Maddie would have said, shoot it. I dare you, fucking shoot it. I want that bullet in your head. Do it. But he wouldn't have done it because he doesn't have the balls. He just is a piece of shit. And he should die and rot in hell. I mean, I also want to rot in hell because, ew, God. Ew. Ew. I'm like Lil Nas twerking on Satan. Sorry. Oh my God, I shouldn't say that. I really should not say that. I'm so sorry. Whatever.
I forget about the things. I think I'm kind of Dory in some type of sense, you know? I think I'm Dory. And I've been filming for 20 minutes now. Wow. So cool. I want to talk about something else, but I forgot. Oh, Chris Evans is coming out with a new movie on Netflix, Greymon. Oh my God, what am I? Great Man. And I need that. Like, right now. Like, give it to me. Give it to me. Beach, give it to me. I need it. I need it right now. Like, in my blood. Inject it in my system. I want it. I want it. I'll pay for it. Like, I'll give you my kidney. Dude, the things I would do for Chris Evans. Oh, my God. If he asked me to rob a bank and give it, like, all the money, give it all to him, I'd do it. Like, without blinking, he tells me, go rob a bank for me. And I'll say, sure. I'm on my way, honey. Let's get married, though. Yeah, like, I need that. Oh, my God, he's so hot. Oh, my God, what is this? Yeah, I love Chris Evans so much. I should honestly dedicate a podcast to him. But it's also kind of sick that I'm going to dedicate a podcast to him before I dedicate one to my mom. But whatever, you know, Chris Evans is the love of my life. Like, that's why I know I'm going to end up alone, because I have a thing for fictional characters and for people that I'm never going to meet and that are way older than me. Chris Evans is 25 years older than me. 25. Do I still love him? Yeah, of course I do. How could I not? Like, have you seen that man? He's so hot and attractive and everything. Everything. He has everything that a man needs. And okay, what else? What else? Oh! Sorry for screaming. I just got excited. Tom Holland and Zendaya. What a home together. A £4 million doll. Oh my God. A £4 million house in London. Can you imagine that they form a family? Oh my God. That kid is going to be the luckiest person in the world. Can you imagine saying, oh, my dad is Tom Holland and my mom is Zendaya? I'm literally going to cry just thinking about it. I love him. I literally love him and her and her. Oh, bitch. Like, the biggest honor in my life is being a Virgo, because Beyonce is a Virgo. Zendaya is a Virgo. And Blake Lively is a Virgo. Excuse me. You know? I think that's pretty much almost unbeatable. Like, the only person or people that I would trade places with. Would probably be Aquariuses, because I love Aquariuses so much. Shout out to my friend Thalia, because she is an Aquarius and I love her. And I just, because, you know, Harry Styles is an Aquarius. And like, that's just it. And yay, that's it, I think. Well, I have to go to the cinema and watch Uncharted, because I'm just a geek and I love those things. I've never played the video games, though, so I don't know how that's going to turn out. And I'm excited. I want to watch it. I really do. And yeah, I'm excited for, like, all of this new things coming out. Have you seen the Doctor Strange trailer? Bitch. Oh my fucking God. Oh my God. That is amazing. That is honestly going to be one of the best movies in Marvel. And I just know. Like, I just know. If you haven't seen the trailer, go and watch it. Like, right now. Like, I want you to go and watch it. Because if you don't, a kitten is gonna die. Go right now. Go. Go. Do you want a kitty to die? No, right? Then go. Thank you. Just like I want to say, subscribe to my podcast right now. Or a dog will die. Do you want a dog to die? No, right? Click the subscribe. Go. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Me breathing, because I know that tomorrow I have an exam and it is 4:17 and I have done nothing. PM, of course. I have to study. I have piano classes today. And
I have to go to Costco to get my new glasses because, bitch, I'm bougie. And I bought new glasses at Costco. That cost a lot of money. Like, why are glasses so expensive?
They're like a basic necessity for a lot of people. Why are they so expensive? Like, bitch, I'm blind as fuck. Like, blind. I have hypermetropy. I don't know how you say it in English. I've never thought about it. I'm gonna look it up.
Hipermetropia in English.
Yeah. If I'm not speaking, it's because I don't know how to type. And it's pretty fucking hard for me. What is it? How you say that? Farsighted. No, farsightedness. So, I'm farsightedness. I have farsightedness.
Yeah, I have farsightedness. And I'm very much blind. I don't know if you heard it. I don't think you did. No, I don't think you did. But it's farsightedness. I've never heard that word ever in my life. But I have farsightedness. And, wait. I don't know how you write it in Spanish, though. Astigmatismo? Astigmatismo? How do you write that? I don't know how you write it. Astigmatism. Okay, yeah. So that is the same. So I have farsightedness and astigmatism. I'm blind, basically. And I need glasses. And I've had glasses since I was 2, which is fucked up. Like, very fucked up. And I don't know when I'll get... Well, I do know. When I turn 21, I'm getting rid of them. That's the first thing I'm gonna do. Like, August 29th of 2027, I'll be, like, that's the day after my birthday, I'll be at the doctor's office getting some surgery done. My boobs. No, I'm just kidding. My eyes. That sounds so bad. But yeah, I want to fix my eyesight. I really don't care if I get pregnant after it and my eyesight changes. Don't give a fuck. At least I didn't have glasses for 2 years. I don't know, whatever. But I want to get rid of my glasses as soon as possible because I hate it. Like, there's a bump in my nose because of my glasses. That's how horrible it is. So, yeah. Okay. I had to cut because I was about to get to the 30-minute mark and I had to stop before it got there. So, yeah. I'm out of ideas now. I'm really stupid. I have to start watching The Office because I've heard that it's really good and I want to watch it. And I have to rewatch all of these Star Wars movies because I've, watched them. But it's not that I've, paid a lot of attention because, my dad just put them on the TV with my brother. And I was just, sitting there but not paying attention. So I have to watch them and, you know, enjoy it because I like them. The movies that I've seen, I've really liked, and I really do. You know, I'm more of a Marvel girl. It's not even noticeable. I have not dedicated 4 episodes to Marvel. Me? No. No. But, yeah. The other day was Jennifer Aniston's 53rd birthday, and she is doing better than I am. At 15. So I'm kind of concerned about that because why is a 53-year-old woman hotter than a 15-year-old one? I mean, that's clear, you know, it's Jennifer Aniston. But why does she have a better body than I do? That it's not surgery. Like, I bet it's not surgery and it's just working out and great, happy. She probably has someone who just gives her planned diet and workouts so that she stays skinny. I want to be skinny. Why can't I be skinny? What have I done wrong? Why can't I be skinny? I don't get it. I want to be skinny. Why can't I be? It's just so not fair. Why do some girls walk without their legs touching? How do you do that? How does that feel like? How
how do you feel when, like, you walk and your legs don't fucking touch? Like, how? I don't understand. How do you even do that? I don't get it. I genuinely don't. It's so not okay. It is not okay and not fair. And I'm cold. I'm actually freezing. My feet are cold. And I have to study. I don't want to study. I'm this close to jumping off a cliff. Like, you cannot see. But I'm very close to jumping off a cliff and falling into the abyss. I think I've probably said this, like, the exact fucking words in my last podcast, in my last episode. I always say podcast instead of episode. I have to change my mind to say episode and not podcast, because I sound like just stupid. I sound stupid. I am stupid, but I sound even more when I'm trying to speak English correctly. Because I don't speak English correctly. I may have a good pronunciation, but, you know, my grammar could be better, because I'm 15, you know. I've had, like, let's say 10 years. No, like, less. Like, 7 years of learning English, like, properly. Or less. No, I would say 7. Yeah. 7 years of learning English properly, and I speak like this, bitch. Beat it. Beat it. If you're Spanish and you speak like me and my level, like, you are completely Spanish, 100% Spanish, like, your parents are not American or whatever, please DM me. I need a friend. I need someone who understands my feelings, and I need someone that understands why I hate speaking in English in class, because people just don't get that I just hate it. Like, why do you have to laugh at me? Like, why are you jealous or something? I'm like, are you jealous? Or are you laughing because you're stupid and you don't understand what I'm saying? I think it's both. I hate it. I hate when I have to read in class in English, because they're like, oh, Angela, you should do it because you speak really well. You should go ahead and read it, and we should all listen carefully. Guys, listen to her and get her pronunciation, because that's the good one. Are you serious? Why do you do that to me? Do you want me to kill myself? Like, honestly, like, do you want me to fucking die? Bitch, don't do that. Like, I hate it. I hate it. If my teachers are listening to this, honestly, I don't hate you, because I could never hate a person. No, I mean, I can definitely hate people. Like, definitely. But I don't hate my teachers. I respect them. So I just gotta say, if you're listening to this, and you think that it's, like, good if I read, it's not, for my mental health at least, because it's just not funny when people laugh at you because you have a better pronunciation than them. That just is not okay. Like, if they laugh at someone because they said something wrong, it's bad. But when they laugh at someone because they pronounce English really well, it's okay. Like, when I don't get that now that I'm saying it, when, like, somebody is reading in Spanish and, like, they fuck up, nobody tells, like, I don't know how to say it. I'm trying to process it in my brain first. So, like, when someone is reading something and they fuck up a word, people laugh. Okay, let's be honest. People laugh. And when someone says something stupid, people laugh. And teachers always say, don't laugh at them because that could be you, or don't laugh at them if you don't want people to do the same to you, because that is not fair. Okay, then when people laugh at me because I read really well in English, or I speak really well English, why does nobody defend me? Huh? I'm honestly gonna cry just thinking about this. Like, it is so unfair. Like, why do I have to be, oh yeah, she speaks English so well, like, she takes it, she doesn't care. I mean, I don't, but it still hurts my feelings, because, like, nobody likes it when they laugh at you, I believe. Or, like, if you're normal,
well, there's nobody that's normal. But if you have feelings, if you're not a psychopath, I think that you should understand what I'm saying. And it is never, never actually fun for me to just be in class and for you to laugh at me. Like, I just, that's why I don't participate in English. That's why I don't like to participate in any class that is in English or in Spanish. Because every time that I've participated in English, I've had a fucking trauma. Because everybody laughs at me. And I just don't like that. So instead, I just shut my mouth. And that's it. So if you want me to participate in your classes, just don't. No, it's not good for my mental health. Like, seriously, like, I'm not just saying it. It's not good for my mental health to, like, do those things, because it actually, I get home and I cry. It's not okay. But yeah, I should get ready to go to Costco. But I don't want to. I'm so tired, dude. But I do have to go so that I can come home and study for a bit and then go. I made a weird noise with my mouse. Mouse. No, mouse. Mouth. When I speak English for more than 30 minutes straight without stopping, it starts sounding weird. Because I'm used to speaking alone, and now I have to concentrate on not blowing on the microphone, not screaming, and pronouncing well. So, I can also do English like I'm a Spanish person, because it is super easy to do, and I just got it very easily, because it is so easy, and it is so easy. I'm a professional. I'm a professional impressionist. Like, I'm really good at impressions, I think. But I don't know why. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I can give you some accents, but I'm not gonna do it. Because, no, I'm just not. And I just like impressions, and I like that a lot, honestly. And I mean, I've said this before. I like things that I'm good at because I don't like failing. Can you tell? I'm a Virgo, so I'm pretty sure that you could definitely tell. Yeah, I'm actually currently dying of hypothermia right now. I'm so cold. Holy shit. Why? Like, when I speak, I have like a zip up on. So when I speak, my mouth moves, obviously. And it hits the zipper on my zip up. That's the sound. I don't know if you can hear it. I look stupid. Like, if somebody sees me filming a podcast, I will die. Because I look stupid. I'm laying in bed with fucking itchy headphones. Because I don't like having, like, the actual headphone like that. Like, the ones with the pillows. Not, like, AirPods or anything. Earputs. But fucking headphones, I hate them. If you like headphones, I think you're weird. I don't like them. They're itchy in my ear and they're uncomfortable, and I don't like them. Yeah, also me speaking facts, honestly, I only speak facts. I only say the truth, period. And oh, I wanted to say this too here. If you know, if you're bored and you don't know which show to watch and you have a family, I shouldn't say that, but you should watch it alone. Like, honestly, you should kind of watch it alone because you're going to cry. And if you're ashamed, or you shouldn't be ashamed of crying, but I know people that don't like crying in front of other people. I'm okay with it because I'm a loser. So I just don't give a fuck about anything else anymore, because, like, why? You know, like, why do that? You should watch the show This Is Us. It's on Amazon Prime. And, well, Prime Video. And it's amazing. Obviously, I'm not fucking sponsored by Amazon Prime, because I have 5 listeners. Like, 5 people listen to this podcast. I don't care, though. Like, this is honestly my only reason for living. But yeah, it's a really good show. I'm not going to spoil anything. You just fucking go on Prime Video or on a fucking hacked webpage and look it up and watch the first episode, and I guarantee that you will like it and you will want to continue watching it. And then when you find out everything, you will want to cry and die. And it's a great show, but It hurts. It hurts a lot. It hurts a lot. Yesterday, I watched with my family 2 episodes, and I actually died inside, and I couldn't stop crying. Like, I couldn't. It was so great. Like, the episodes were so great that I just, oh my God, it was so weird. Because, like, I literally cry in every single episode that I've watched since, I don't know. I've been crying in every episode for like a season or two now, which is so bad. Like, it is actually really bad when you think about it, that, you know. And my mom was telling me that I was crazy for crying. Like, how do you cry so much? Oh my God, you're just way too sentimental, way too sensitive. You shouldn't be like that. Eh. Are you serious? Don't be like that. Don't. And she said the fucking stupidest thing. She said, if you act like that, then I don't know how you're going to act when we die. And my brother, who is 10 years old, my mom is obviously way older. He's like, Mom, don't say those things. She's going to have a panic attack. And I was like, yeah, me crying right now is also your fault now. I hope that you know that. And then she was like, oh my God, honey, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Go take your sleeping pills. Oh. Like, why do you want me to cry? Mom, why do you want me to cry? I love you, but, like, why do you want to make me cry? Why? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I also wanted to tell you. On, like, this weekend, I went to Huelva, York. Huelva, York. I went to Huelva, York. Huelva, York. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I went to... I literally just said... I mean... Yes, I went to a place this weekend. Oh my God, if somebody finds me, please don't kill me. I fucked up. Oh my God. And I cannot edit this because it's an app. I don't care. I think I'm going to have a panic attack, but whatever. Oh my God. Oh my God. If you know where I live, please don't come and kill me or my family. Okay, so I went to my... I'm going to lie. I'm actually going to lie. I went to Huelva, to my hometown. It's not, but whatever. It's not my hometown, and I'm lying. I did not go to Huelva at all. Like, you may not know what it is. So, I went to a place, okay? I went to a place with my family. I went to a place to see my family because they live there. But it's not Huelva. I made that up. I did not go to Huelva at all. But I went to see my family because on, like, February 7th, it was my grandma's birthday. So we went to see her. And, like, you know, for her to celebrate the birthday. And honestly, it was so fun. I had such a good time. I love my family so much. And it had been 2 years since I saw my grandma's sister, which is kind of like, I called her my aunt, but she's not my aunt. I just really love her, and she's like so funny and so amazing, and I love that woman so much. My grandma is probably like my favorite person in this whole world. Like, she's amazing, and we literally had such a good time. I think I peed my pants from laughing, because every time I go there, I pee my pants because I laugh so much. I literally, my fucking urethra is so weak. Like, why can't it hold my piss? Like, why do I have to piss my pants every time that I laugh really hard? I don't get it. I really don't get it. Why is it like that? What have I done to deserve it? Like, what have I done? But yeah, I saw my little cousins and I saw everybody, and we went to my grandma's home, and like I said, I did not go to the place that I said before. Not at all. Not at all. My family does not live there. We just met halfway there. We just met, like, halfway. Like, you know, they don't live there. They don't. And I promise they don't live there. But, yeah, we met halfway there. And so, like, it was so fun to just see my whole family together again. Well, not entirely, but part of it. And I had so much fun. I've missed them so much. Like, that's the hardest thing for me about COVID, you know, because I obviously also traveling, because I love traveling, but, like, not being able to see my family and, like, having to worry about what if I give them COVID is really hard because I love them so much and I've missed them so much. And it's just, I'm going to actually cry. It sucks because I feel like I'm not being able to spend time with my grandparents because, you know, they're old and I feel really bad that I'm like not getting to spend. Obviously, I'm not saying that they're going to die like tomorrow or anything or like in 2 years. I don't know when they're going to die, obviously. But it sucks because I love them so much and it, like, I want to spend the most time that I can with them because they are amazing and they deserve the world. And it's really sad that I don't get to spend as much time anymore with them as I did because we're always worried about COVID and I'm actually crying right now because I just feel like, what if I lose them and I'm not able to go see them because of COVID? Okay, I'm not going to stop. Oh, I'm going to stop it. Okay, so before I cry anymore, I think that... Okay, I don't know what the fuck happened, but it stopped recording for some fucking reason. So on that note, bye-bye. I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening to this fucking long-ass episode. I hope that you had a good time and that you cry as much as I do. So yeah, I love you. Thank you. I'm proud of you and you're amazing and you rock and I love you so much. Mwah. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.